Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. The right way is to continue to do your thing, continue to increase the circle and sphere of influence that you have and have a genuine relationship with them and then see where that takes you. Hopefully it will get you connected to the top person. Best ever listeners, I want to mention Lima One Capital, and I found out about them through a guest that I was interviewing on the show, and he mentioned how he was scaling his business. He was actually buying 10 single family homes within 1 year. And I asked him, how were you able to buy 10 single family homes and how were you financing that? And he's like, oh, well, I just use an asset-based lender. I was like, who is that? And he told me it's Lima One Capital. I reached out to them afterwards, got to know them, and they are the sponsor of today's episode because they've got some unique lending programs. One of them is called Rental 30, where, as I mentioned, they're an asset-based lender. So they're lending based on the property's appraised value, as well as they look at the down payment that you're bringing to the table and the cash reserves. They'll lend up to 75% loan to value. And this is huge. This is huge because typically as a single family investor, your lending strength is based on your personal income, as well as how many properties you have, how many loans you have out. There's no restrictions on portfolio size with their Rental 30 program. Go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. Sign up, learn more about their program. That's limaonecapital.com/best ever. They also have a program for fix and flippers. Even if you haven't done a fix and flip, they'll still lend to you. They've been in the business since 2010. So they've been around the block. They know their underwriting guidelines. They're not loosey-goosey, but they do have a very specific criteria that helps beginning fix and flippers get their fix and flip projects done, as well as experienced fix and flippers. They reward you as an experienced fix and flipper, and you actually get a lower interest rate and lower origination fee. Again, go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. And some legal stuff I have to say, it is Lima One Capital LLC, and the NMLS ID number is 1324403, and their address is 201 East McBee Avenue, Suite 300, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Again, limaonecapital.com/best ever. if you're looking for a fix and flip loan, or if you're looking for a buy and hold investment property and you're trying to finance it and you want it to be asset based. LimaOneCapital.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. Happy Friday. Because it's Friday, we're doing Follow Along Friday, where I talk about what I got going on. And boy, has a whole lot been happening this week, this month, this year. Wow, so much. Where to begin? I think I'll begin with something that I'm pretty sure you'll find interesting. And that is, I'm about to tell you how to get an influencer to endorse what you're doing. Because social proof is so important. It's so important that people, if they don't know you, regardless of if you're fixing and flipping, wholesaling, raising money, if people come across you and they've never heard of you, then they need to build a relationship with you and they need to create some sort of connection with you as a human being. And one of the ways you can do that without even being present is by having the endorsement of others. That's why, you know, political candidates, they get endorsements from others, and because if people don't know who they should vote for, but they trust this one person says vote for this person, then they vote for that person. Same thing happens with business. And social proof is very important, which is basically what an endorsement is. If you have proof that other people within your social circle endorse you, then there's evidence there that you know what you're doing. Why this is coming about right now as I speak to you is because today, in fact, like a couple hours ago, I was told from Barbara Corcoran's assistant that she will be endorsing my book. I'm so freaking pumped up about that Barbara Corcoran is going to endorse my book. Her quote will be on the cover of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever book, Volume 1, and she said the following: "This is a no-fluff real estate investing book that beginning and experienced investors can benefit from reading." Boom. She didn't say the boom part. I added that. That is going to give my book tons of social credibility, social proof for people who, unfortunately, they haven't heard this podcast. Can you imagine if you've never heard this podcast? Oh, how bad would that be? But there are some people out there, there are some real estate investors out there who have not heard this podcast. But I bet that they've seen Shark Tank. I bet that they have heard of Barbara Corcoran. She's all over the place. And with her endorsement of the book, that's going to take it to a whole nother level. And what I want to dive into during today's conversation is how to get someone like Barbara Corcoran to endorse what you're doing. Because it will take your business to a whole nother stratosphere. Guaranteed. It'll take you to a whole nother stratosphere. So here's how I did it. When I started the podcast, I knew that I needed people with some big time credentials so that I could continue to get high quality guests to interview, because the better quality guests, the more listeners and the bigger the show will grow. But when you're starting out, you don't have the Barbara Corcorans of the world that, well, most people, me included, don't have the Barbara Corcorans of the world or the Robert Kiyosakis you can initially reach out to. So what I did is, I'll tell you the wrong way that didn't work, and I'll tell you the right way that eventually did. So the wrong way that I did that did not work initially was I looked up Barbara Corcoran's email, went to the website, contact us page, sent an email, didn't hear anything. Sent an email the next month, didn't hear anything. Sent an email the next month, heard something, and it was not at this time. Thank you very much. Then, as I continue to do daily episodes every single day, day in and day out, every single day a daily episode, I happen just by luck. But now I can, looking back on it, I can make it into kind of a science. But at the time, it was luck. I happened to interview a guest who, as we were talking during the interview, she had Barbara Corcoran on her board of directors. Barbara was an advisor and or investor in her company. And I mentioned to this woman after we interviewed, and again, I had no intention of speaking about Barbara Corcoran, because I didn't know she was associated with Barbara Corcoran, but I'd been trying to get Barbara on my show for so long. And I mentioned to this woman, I said, would you be comfortable just mentioning to Barbara's assistant your experience on my show? You don't have to, you know, recommend to be on my show, but I've been attempting to get Barbara on the show for a while. Would you be okay to just mention the type of experience you had? And she said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. And she did. And the next day, I got an email and said, Barbara will be on your show. And in so many words, said, you passed the test. They're very particular about who she interviews with, and you passed the test. And so the takeaway for that, and so the wrong way was to blindly email through a website and follow up and not know someone. The right way is to continue to do your thing, continue to make friends, continue to increase the circle and sphere of influence that you have, and then find people who know the people you want to have on your show and have a genuine relationship with them, and then see where that takes you. Hopefully it will get you connected to the top person. And as a result of all of that, I was able to get Robert Kiyosaki on the show in the same exact way. I stumbled on someone who Robert works with, Craig Pola. And I interviewed him, and he was able to introduce me to Robert's assistant, and then ended up interviewing Robert Kiyosaki. This type of stuff will take your business to another level. And whether you are a fix and flipper, and you might think, well, okay, if I'm a fix and flipper, why do I need Robert Kiyosaki or Robert Corcoran to endorse? You don't. You don't need their endorsement, but what you might need is a private lender at a very good interest rate where you can get money inexpensively and make more returns. And so the key is to identify the type of person that would be, and then work your way through that circle and that network of where they would likely be. So if you're a fix and flipper, you need to lend money inexpensively, you've got a good track record, then maybe doctors would be a good source of income. So then it's identifying who would know doctors, where would they hang out, and how can you genuinely get in a friendship or the social circle of doctors. And the tried and true method, I'm telling you, the tried and true method that I've always done, well, not always, that I've done over the last 4 years has been volunteering. When you volunteer for a cause that's near and dear to your heart and then become on the board of directors, you're going to get tangible benefits. And I've mentioned that so many times. I'll mention it one more, and I'll mention it again in the future, because it's a win-win-win situation. The people who are receiving your volunteering efforts benefit, you benefit, getting in connection with those people you're helping, plus with other volunteers who some of them might be high net worth individuals. And then the high net worth individuals benefit because you're giving them value through whatever real estate venture you're doing by giving them a better return than the market. So Barbara Corcoran endorsement was a huge deal, and that's top of mind for me right now. I wanted to share that with you in case you're looking for a way to get in touch with an influencer. That's the formula. That's how to do it. In addition to that, and the book, by the way, should be launching, fingers crossed, this time next month. Working on some new website stuff that's going to be launching probably in the next couple weeks. And then once that launches and it's all safe and sturdy, then we'll release the book. And I will let you know how to buy that book. And again, all the profits from the book are being donated to Junior Achievement in Cincinnati. So speaking of volunteering, that's one thing that I'm doing with the book and the profits. And by the way, if you know someone at magazines or newspapers, or you are someone at a magazine or newspaper that reviews books, please email me. I'd be happy to share with you the book before it's released to get your genuine thoughts and see if it's something that you'd like to review. And listen to this, Best Ever listeners. I kind of embedded this into the show because I only want the most loyal Best Ever listeners to get access to this. I will likely include, I can't guarantee, but I will highly likely include you, your business, and your website in my book if you write to me, info@joefairless.com, and tell me what you think of my podcast. Because, again, going back to social proof, what I'd like to do is have reviews and comments from listeners, from the best ever listeners, at the front of my book, so that when people get the book, they can have context for what the podcast is all about. So if you'd like to have your name, I think I'm going to do first name and the first letter of your last name, just for privacy issues. So if you'd like your first name and first letter of your last name in my book, along with your company, and I'll probably even include your website, if you'd like a chance to be included, then email me info@joefairless.com and email me your thoughts on my podcast, and I'm going to include as many as I can include. So I can't guarantee that you're going to be included, but if you email me info@joefairless.com with, you know, some sort of, ideally it's positive, and I'm not going to put anything negative in my book, so some sort of positive review on my book, or excuse me, on my podcast, and I will likely, not guaranteed, include it. You'll be piggybacking off of the success of the book, and you'll have part ownership in the whole process, because you're going to be helping make things happen, and I think it'll be pretty cool for you to be in there, and great exposure for your company, and it's free. It's free. There's no cost. We're all in this together. We're all helping each other. So email me info@joefairless.com with your thoughts on my podcast. And it is likely that I will include that in my book, but not guaranteed. Other things I want to mention, the 320 units. I mentioned this last week, buying 320 units in Carrollton, Texas, closing on it, scheduled to be June 3rd. Right now, we have all the money raised. We're waiting on the private placement memorandum to be finalized. And when I say we have all the money raised, I mean we have it verbally committed. You never know if everybody who verbally committed will wire their money after they sign the PPM. Well, you don't know if the PPM will trip up anybody so that they then back out, or if life circumstance happens. Typically, it doesn't happen. Typically, everybody who verbally commits ends up signing the PPM, the subscription agreement, and invests. But there are circumstances where on my first deal, I had two investors back out at the last minute, $250,000, and it threw me a curveball. And I had to scramble, and one of my existing investors ended up doing more, a whole lot more. Now, if someone backs out for $250,000, got it, no problemo, because I have a lot of reserves. I raised 30% more than what's needed, and I tell that extra 30%, those individuals, that they are on reserve should something happen with someone who's in the deal. So, but anyway, I have the money verbally committed and allocated for, so really just focused on continuing the due diligence on the property and getting the debt financing completed, and just kind of the logistical stuff in the background. So looking forward to closing on the 320 unit in Carrollton, Texas in June. Then everything else is going well. I mean, got a whole lot of stuff. I was looking at my goals for April, and I have accomplished most of them. I have raised the money that we need to raise for the apartment community in Dallas, Carrollton. I have got a couple new clients, and they were actually through referrals from existing clients. This can be a record-setting month for the podcast. There's going to be over 120,000 downloads this month, and it's more than any other month that we've had. And I believe this month we have 30 days. So we're even cutting one day short, and we're having the most downloads this month. The website, a couple things that didn't get accomplished. My website did not launch this month. My new one, it'll still be joefairless.com, but it's just going to be a refreshed website, and that hopefully will be launching next week or two. I had a goal of reading 10 minutes a day. I have not, unfortunately, read 10 minutes a day. However, I have on average read more than 10 minutes a day, because I've been reading in chunks. But I haven't read every single day for 10 minutes. I finished The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller. Absolutely love it. And now I am reading a book on influence. The only other thing that I didn't accomplish that I wanted to was I was going to run 75 miles. I think I've run about 70 or so, but I came up a little bit short. I wasn't tracking as well as I was last month, where my goal was to run 100, and I did run 100 miles. This next month in May, I'm going to track it via the Nike Plus app, so everything's logged in there, and I can easily see where I'm, what I'm doing. So with that being said, best ever listeners, that's all I got today. I hope you have gotten some value from any number of the topics that I discussed. I hope you have just an absolutely wonderful weekend. Give your loved ones a hug and a kiss. Enjoy your time together with them, with your friends, and I will talk to you tomorrow. My friend Michael Blanc has an ebook that you'll want to download. It's called The Secret to Raising Money to Buy Your Next Apartment Building. If you're interested in getting started with apartment buildings but don't have the cash or credit to do it yourself, then this ebook's for you, and it's free. Text the word SECRET, S-E-C-R-E-T, to the number 38470. That's SECRET, and text it to 38470.